Dina, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Tell us a little bit about this pink robot and how it worked so well and how it actually does work.
Okay, we actually had two robots going around different schools. So it was with the Association of Independent Schools South Australia. And what we did, we had a few schools write proposals in to tell us what they'd like to do with this robot. And Maitland was one of the schools that sort of excited us, the proposal that they had to work with the community and to engage the children in the language of the traditional people of the land.
Fantastic. So how does the robot work? How does it teach the kids?
Well, it's a robot. It's about 58 centimetres and about 4 kilograms. And it's actually the kids that teach the robot. So they're actually coding the robot to actually teach it to speak and to walk and to talk. So they've got a visual coding language, which is a drag and drop program. So there's little blocks that they drop to make it walk or talk. And so even with the Naranga language, they had to actually try and get a phonetic spelling of that language so the robot could actually pronounce the words correctly.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
It was such an amazing learning journey, and the kids got, and the teachers, it was so exciting.
Now, speaking of the kids, from your experience, how do students feel about learning through robotics? How have they been responding to this program?
They engage with it so well. But for a start, this little robot is so cute. You should see photos of it.
I can confirm. I'm looking at photos. It's very cute.
It is gorgeous. So the kids sort of adopt it like a little classmate or a younger sibling. Even the younger kids sort of want to teach it to do things and to look after it a little bit. So it engages them that way, and also the power of them creating, that they can actually get this robot to do things is what kids get. And they also understand that robots are part of our future, and they've sort of got to be part of that future and understand it as well.
Absolutely. Now, this is a wonderful lesson for kids, especially in the STEM subjects when they're looking at coding and they're looking at robotics. Do you think that this could work well across a wider curriculum as well?
Well, with the project, we did actually, the teachers did take it across different areas. We had German language, we had maths, we had science, different ways. So we worked with some brilliant teachers who came up with these great ways to engage kids and to use the robot in different curriculum areas.
Oh my gosh. Now, this sounds to me like the most wonderful thing, and I'm sure these kids are absolutely loving it, but it also doesn't sound like the most affordable thing. Was it an expensive project to run?
Well, because the Association of Independent Schools actually bought the robots, they've actually got those robots. They still sort of send them out to the schools. And many other education bodies, No Education Queensland up in Brisbane here, has actually bought some robots and is doing very similar things. The schools write a proposal in to say what they're going to do with the robots, and they actually do loan them out to them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Do you think that this is something that maybe should be picked up on a federal level and funded in that respect?
I do. I think especially with the new digital technology curriculum sort of coming into fore, schools, especially the ones in the low income areas, do need some extra funding for these resources.
Absolutely. I think all students should have access to this. And as you said, they're very cute. Teach them about responsibility while we're at it. No more class pets. Let's do class robots.
Definitely.
Doctor, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.
That was Dr. Christina Chalmers there talking to us about how we can use robotics in the classroom to educate our students. I tell you what, I was so excited when we got a computer in our classroom. That thing had paint on it. And we were just wildly, wildly excited. This is next level. These robots are incredible, and the way that they're being used as an educational tool is phenomenal. The way that kids are learning how to code, they're learning all sorts of different things. I think I'm really, truly blown away. I think it's really cool. I hope it's in schools everywhere by the time I have kids and they get to